Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, Nevada. I want to welcome everybody to the show, regulars and new. Thanks for joining us as we are here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. hosting tonight. The usual three here. The first, the one, the only, and I say that lightly. Mr. J.J. Nunn.
You say that gladly.
I do say that gladly. Trust me. Gladly, yes. I guess that would be the better phrase.
Good. I'm rubbing off on you.
So, nice to see you tonight.
Yeah, likewise.
Great.
Yep.
Good seeing you. Look good.
Yeah, thank you.
Can't tell if it's cold or warm out nowadays, so I got a T-shirt and a jacket in my truck. So.
Yeah, I brought a sweater also. Don't know.
Yep.
I mean, for a while there, was wear the T-shirt underneath the shirt, and then come 12 noon, take it all.
Then we'll need
and
a...
then put it back on.
Yep, then might need a raincoat, and then not on the same day.
Yep. Going in the morning, the heat's on, and coming home in the afternoon, you got the AC on.
Exactly. Unpredictable. Yep. Just
unpredictable.
Like, just like you guys, unpredictable, as usual.
Yep. What I do...
What are you looking at me funny, or... Go ahead. Sorry, Jay. Didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no problem. I'm used to it.
Oh.
Wait, you too? I'm used to it by now. It's okay. I understand.
We'll keep going in the circle. The man always on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt. We're going the wrong way in the circle. We should really left, not right.
How are you guys doing?
Yeah, how are you, man?
Good. Good.
Got your traveling shoes on and
yes, I do.
back and forth.
Yep.
How's that going? Good.
No, I leave Friday night
again.
Friday evening.
Oh my God, that's right. So you're not gonna make practice, man. What's up? Unless you Flintstone
that's
it in your new car
this weekend. Wait a minute.
I thought the first race was the 26th.
It is. There is practice.
Hey, Jay, can you check that for me?
No, that's pre-registration and all-day practice, if you're going to do that. That's this weekend, man. You're out of time.
Are you going to be there?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Registration starts at 8 and ends at 2.
That's at LVMS, of course.
Yeah, at the bowling. Practice starts at 10 and ends at 5.
You know, we bitch and complain that, man, we need more practice. So here it is, and... don't even know if we're going to make it. What the hell is up with that?
I wasn't going to make it anyway.
Anyways, okay. And you got business to take care of.
I'm still practicing sanding primer. I'm in sanding primer mode.
Do you need to practice that?
That's where I'll be practicing this.
That's what the young kids in the team are for, is for sanding and doing that kind of work.
Yo. Easy there. I'm the youngest one.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, I know. See, that means you should. That means you should be doing it, right? The young guys.
I'm glad he finally stepped up.
I gave myself a promotion.
Yeah. No, really. I mean, isn't that like everybody? That's like the worst part of doing any kind of body work, painting, is sanding and doing the body work.
I spent a year in a body shop.
Oh, so you know that is the bottom of the totem pole.
No, the bottom of the totem pole, okay, in an auto body shop, all right, with the heavy metal guy and the paint guy is cleaning the friggin' bathroom, man.
Oh, you know.
especially with an obsessive boss, you know. I mean, it is just every single color underneath the sun in the friggin' bathroom.
And you thought you were being hired to sand, huh?
Oh, yeah. That was it. It's actually straight out, when I got hired in the auto body shop, Okay. His name was Sam Geyer, Limbrook Auto Body. When I got hired, he put a $50 compound and wax sign in the window.
Wow.
Okay. And then in Long Island, I was getting $8 an hour. Minimum was $6.75.
Oh, he was up a couple of
I was getting $8 an hour. Okay.
That was big money back in 1943.
Hey, 43. Wasn't me. This is 1977 to 78.
Wow.
And if I didn't do six cars in a day, okay, $300 over the counter for, I was not making him money.
Wow.
Meanwhile, I was getting $64 for the day.
Right. But you were making him any money.
Yeah. I wasn't making it. If
that's
I didn't do
expensive compound, that's why.
Compound and the neighborhood, and they knew they had a new guy to do this, and they lined up. He had a special book, okay, that had 25 to 30 cars lined up to get done.
Wow.
Okay, when that sign went in the window, the entire town brought their car in to get it freaking compounded and waxed. Okay, that include washing it
right.
Outside December, okay, you're washing all the salt and snow and crap and then compounding
man.
And waxing.
Oh, man.
I spent 4 months doing that before I could get inside. And then I learned how to wet sand.
No.
and I wet sanded some more.
Wow.
Okay.
I must have been the lucky one because when I got hired at a body shop when I was 13 or 14, I got the job of taping all the windows off and all the bumpers off and all of that. And what wasn't taped off, when it came out of the paint booth, I had to clean it.
You learned how to tape real good.
That's right.
Yep, you learned it. You know, you run that strip of tape and you think you got that molding on the window. You just can't go on that molding with a razor blade. You'll scratch that cheap-ass chrome right off. And then you're replacing the chrome.
Oh, man, let me tell you.
You had it easy, man. You went straight to masking.
Masking,
I didn't get to masking until I was 10 months in.
Oh, jeez.
That's for sure. And I learned about taping that up, taping up cars, man, and then cleaning overspray. And I swore the painter had it out for me. He would just find a crease in the paper.
Okay,
spray it
inside.
Stick it in there, and just for the hell of it, spray it in there. Because I'm like, I masked this, and here's a big spot of red. And I'm like, how the hell did that get in there? You know, and then I remember his name, Joey. I guess you got to make that tape a little tighter. That's a lot.
He was teaching you a lesson.
Back in the day, we used to use newspapers.
Yeah.
We had stacked up newspapers.
Yeah.
Well, on the bottom half of the newspaper where it's all like got holes in the bottom.
Like, yeah, through the printing press, the little holes.
Those would all be on the window because I wouldn't mask those off. I'd just mask right up to the edge.
Little spots.
Yeah, little holes. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I think I got in trouble once for sitting down and reading the funnies. He had stacks of friggin' newspaper. Oh, you didn't have the roll-out brown paper.
Right, with pre-taped and all
that. You know, you roll it out and the tape comes along with it and you just rip it and, No.
That's in the 90s.
I remember using the Wall Street Journal, the Daily News, and the New York Times, and the Newsday. Those are the papers.
Riverside Press Enterprise. We had stacks of them.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
At least you utilized the funnies, right?
Damn right. Got in trouble for it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Is that where you learned bathroom duty? Because you got in trouble for
damn
the funnies?
Right.
Mail.
Damn
was,
right.
The man's name was Mail, and he was the owner of it. And man, he used to love Sundays because they were a lot of paper.
That was a thick paper.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You you clean the shop, the dust, the paint booth. Okay, you're constantly clean. You would clean the tools. Okay, The pink spray guns, you know, it wasn't airless sprayers. It was, you know, you clean the compressors, you clean the hose lines, okay? I mean, everything had to be Prepsol, thinner and Prepsol. Your hands, after 2 weeks, your hands were white cracked. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dry, yep.
And
absorb all that chemical, so we know where all that went to.
Then it was getting up on the roof and cleaning the exhaust fans.
Oh, nice.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Well, I noticed
it was an apprenticeship. That's what it is.
Right.
And you know, and that's where you started.
Well, obviously, was what, a year?
1 year.
1 year. Both of you are not in auto body today, so
what does
that tell you?
No, I am not.
Hey, but you come full circle. Gary's got you.
Well, this Saturday, I get the wet sand and wet sand.
Look at it this way.
Wet sand.
He's not asking you to clean the bathrooms, okay?
Hell no. No.
That's funny.
I went from a used car lot washing cars to the body shop, and boy, I've never been so happy to go back and wash
cars from taping.
Matter of fact, the gentleman I used to work for, you met down in Havasu.
Oh, that's right.
Dave Verrett.
Yeah.
That's funny. Wow.
How'd
you run across him in Havasu?
I just knew his name, and I know him from Riverside, and he used to race with his granddaughters in Havasu.
Oh, no way.
I think 2009. Or 10.
That's
9 or
funny.
10, we were down there.
Small world. Huh?
Yeah, and I mean, he's a much older gentleman, and he was like, "Hey, Gary, you think you can get your guys to help me if I get a flat tire on the track?" Because he didn't have no help. His granddaughters and son was there, but they were, you know, doing their own thing.
That's funny.
Yeah, and he's still racing today. He's mostly out of Paris now because he's out of Riverside, but...
Tell him anything but taping cars, okay? I'll help you.
Sam
Geyer.
That's
funny. Wow.
Who owned the body shop I work for is dead.
I hate to say it, but you sounded happy. No, I'm sorry. That's funny.
I hope he's up there wet sanding and wet sanding.
Every time it rains, you can think of him wet sanding
and compounding. I mean,
those
buffers today are, you know, they got lightweight graphite casings and everything. These friggin' buffers were 25 to 28 pounds. The steel,
the big steel with
the pads,
right?
Okay, that are 18 inches across, and the orange freaking compound you slop on there, okay, and you had a cleaning wheel. Oh, that crap was a workout. You're reaching on the hood. Oh, stay off the edges. Don't touch the edges.
You burn the paint, and then you screw it all up.
Oh, man, you have the paint guy on your ass.
Well, when you were doing this, did you pay any attention to the type of cars that you were sanding and
when they went through, you know, I got them first to wash them
right
before they even came. I mean, if they were hit, wrecked or anything, I would get them before they came into the shop. I mean, we had front ends blown in, doors, they got washed.
Wow.
Okay, even if they sat out back for 2 weeks or a month until the parts came in and everything, or insurance came to pay, they had to be washed. So you went through the entire process with the car, whether it was the light body man, the heavy body man. Okay, you went through the process with that car.
That's cool.
And basically, you got it. I got it when it started, and
I got it when it ended,
and cleaned, washed it again, and vacuumed it.
And
I mean, that was yep.
Any cars stick out to you till this day at all, by any chance? Ones that maybe expensive one that you could have messed up or you don't want to talk about it.
Oh, come on. JJ, don't mess up.
Like, oops, I dented this and it wasn't a dent there. Or I oversanded or something.
There was nothing I did. Somewhere along the line, a Porsche Carrera.
Oh, back in those days.
Okay. Just freshly painted. All right, and sat overnight in the paint shop, and then it was pushed out. Well, there was a 3-inch scratch that appeared on the fender.
And nobody knew how it got there.
Nobody knew how it got there. Okay, and that thing had to go back in again.
Oh, man.
Yep. To this day, I had no idea. Nobody
copped up to that one.
Nobody copped up to that one.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, I know. Nothing really. Said the owner's wife's car that got compounded and waxed every week.
Oh, no way.
If there was no cars lined up, you got her car. That had more burns on the edges from other people waxing that freaking car.
What kind of car was that?
A 1974 Torino.
Oh.
Okay. Two-door. All right. Tan. All right. Oh, my God. This looks a little duller. this door looks a little duller than the fender.
No kidding.
Oh.
It's real picky.
Oh.
I'm surprised he didn't paint it once a month.
Oh. Oh, no. That costs money. That costs money. No, we're just going to send Jerry out and go compound and wax the friggin' thing. If there was nothing to do, that car... She got a car.
Well, your arm's supposed to look like Popeye's.
I got to work out. After a year, yeah. After a year handling those. You know, guys in the auto body business, you know, they know these big, heavy, friggin', you know, sanders, you know, and compounding wheels. And that's what they were, the compound wheel. And you kept that thing spotless, too. I mean, you had to clean it. Every tool got cleaned. Yeah, well, Gary wonders why I go on cleaning kicks sometimes, and he says, Mabel's in the shop. And that's pretty much where it come from.
From the start.
From a year in body.
That is so body funny.
Shop. Yep.
Well, I'm glad.
It's not easy. It's a rough friggin' job.
Oh, yeah. You know, I see these guys do body work all the time, and they don't get some of the credit they deserve, that's for sure.
You look at some of the old guys that have been in the shops, and I can guarantee you, 8 out of 10 of them have knee braces on.
Oh, yeah.
From up and down and up and down and up and down.
Yeah, and back then, back in the day, they used to knock the dent out of the fender and straighten it, use Bondo and straighten it out and sand it and primer it and straighten it out. Today, they just replaced the fender.
Yeah.
They don't even, you know.
You got a slide hammer. You drilled holes in, screwed the slide hammer in, and pop it out. It looked like, you know, machine gun went through it, you know, and you worked with a plunger too, you know, and hammers and dollies and flattening out and shrinking metal. I learned how to do that.
Now they just replace
metal.
Yep.
Get a whole, you know, well, the cars today, they have all the bumpers wrap around. Just get a whole new nose.
Yeah.
Right.
That's it. Just get a whole new hood and everything. Yeah. Even if the hood's straight, you know, we just paint it from scratch and the whole nose is done. You got 3/4 of a front end blown in. Just replace it.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Makes you wonder where, like, divisions like the stock classes nowadays are going to be heading to in the future, because some of these cars aren't going to be like they built like they used to be, you know. Start taking airbags and crap out of them. They're not a whole lot of car there anymore.
No, there isn't. And the metal is thinner and thinner. I mean, you got plastic fenders. When I came here, I was selling Chevys.
Oh, yeah.
1998 Chevy Malibu. And you got fiberglass fenders on the front.
Mm-hmm.
Hood's metal. Fender's plastic. Just like, you know, on dualies, they've had that for years.
Yeah. Right.
You know, the older ones were metal pressed, but 98, bought a Malibu. Front fender's plastic. You know.
Yep, anymore, that's all you get. But, hey, maybe it's easier.
Lighter, less gas.
Yep. Nobody has to bitch about having the sand crap as much anymore. Not that you're bitching, but...
It goes through the crusher. It doesn't crush. It folds.
Yeah.
The plastic folds.
Yeah, plastic,
you know.
Oh, man. No, that's cool. I was just curious on, like, any... cool cars that if it even helped you get into racing today just from being around cars and things like that.
We did everything, you know, yeah. trucks, pickups, cars.
In particular. It wasn't like a Corvette shop or a Porsche shop. It wasn't a specialty shop.
Yeah. It was an auto body shop. If Sam could make
a buck, if he could make a penny. Not even a buck, a penny.
Okay. This man brought it in. He booked the job.
I wonder if it was bred into that era of guys. I used to have a boss similar. It just seems like, you know, I mean, not in the 70s, but in the later 80s and stuff. Like, yeah, not the 40s. You know, it's the same kind of guy. It's just funny. He's like, if you can make a penny. And one of the things he's just, you know, say is, you know, you can sell things for the same price your competitor does. It's your buying power. You know, if you can buy it cheaper, then you're making more money than the next guy and stuff like that. So it's like, dang, you're talking dollars.
I'll tell you one thing. Every time we had 2 10-minute breaks, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, we were guaranteed he was out of the office. Okay? We all sit down, get our break. There it is, 10:30 to 20 to 11. He'd come out of the office. I'm losing money. Walked through the whole shop. Made sure everybody, every single day, every morning break, and every afternoon break.
Wow.
We just sit down, okay, in the morning, have a coffee and corn muffins.
Right.
Because the guys would get money, and I would have to go across the street and fetch. We didn't have a snack truck.
Right.
We had a diner across the street.
That's funny.
So I used to, you know, take pad and pencil, write everything down.
That's cool.
Tony and Joe and everything. Corn muffin, jelly, no butter, and coffee light and sweet.
Well, what a memory. That's so funny.
But
that's
every single break, he would walk through, I'm losing money. You're costing me money. I'm losing
that's
money.
Funny.
20 minutes. Hey, Sam, get the heck off of me. Okay? All right? That's all there is to it. We're entitled to two 10-minute breaks. Okay? But he was losing money. He had 8 people sitting down. As far as he was concerned, that was 80 minutes of lost time.
That's crazy. Huh?
That's the way he looked at it.
I wonder if a guy like that ever enjoyed the money he made.
That's it. You know,
he was always there.
He complained about.
Yeah.
Yep. He was always there.
Hmm. Yep. Never did anything with his money, probably.
No.
Oh, man.
And drove a piece of crap friggin' Maverick. I mean, 6-cylinder, 73 piece of
crap. Hey, what's wrong with Maverick? Come on. You don't like Maverick?
Friggin' Ford Maverick. I'm like, really?
Probably back in those days, it saved gas.
No, that's why he's so rich, because he didn't buy all this luxury stuff.
But you know, the thing is, if you don't, you make it, you don't enjoy it, what the hell good is it?
His enjoyment was being miserable and making everybody else miserable.
Misery loves company, right? Is that what they say? So.
Okay. You walk into the office at the end of the night, you'd just be shaking his head. Not a lost day. I'm losing my ass. You go in, I'm losing my ass. Tony used to come out. After Tony would go in, he'd ask for a day off or come in late. Hey, Sam's losing his ass again. He used to send it the frig home.
Man. That's crazy.
Yep.
Hey, if you have a boss like that and you want to talk about him, you want to give us a phone call, let us know. It's
702. Give us a call. I'm sure we've all had a boss like that one time or another. It's 702-685-8116. 702-685-8116. If you don't want to complain about your boss,
or if you're the boss and you had employees like JJ.
I'm a damn good employee. I'm sorry.
Hey, I believe it. Yep. Man,
I break my ass.
I know you bust your butt.
I did not rub off on race team.
I knew this was coming.
Hey, he's out there standing outside. I don't think there's anything to complain about.
Did I hear the team owner again? He's barking again.
That's the easy part, right?
Yep.
The barking.
Yep. Gary, Sam, Guy, or Wyatt. I'm losing laps here. I'm losing laps.
I'm losing laps.
I'll remember that. I'm losing laps.
I'm losing laps here.
I'll make you a sticker.
That's it. I can hear it now. Man. I'm going to tell him I'm taking a union break. I'm losing laps. All there is to it.
You're costing me laps. Come on. Yeah.
Come on, guys. Help me get some laps here. Jeez. Speaking of laps, any catch any races this past weekend at all? No?
There was a race this
weekend?
Yeah. There was a race.
There was a rainstorm this past weekend.
They got the race from what I saw. I got to go to the...
Did you go?
No, not the big race.
I got to go to the World of Outlaws.
Yeah, World of Outlaws. Thank you,
Gary.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was good. That's usual. I mean, dry, you know, it's always dry out there. I guess that's how they like to run out there. But
how many heats?
There was quite a few heats.
How many mains? G?
No,
H,
I? No. Just
F,
a
E,
couple
F,
mains.
Yeah.
B main, A main. Then the way they do their heats, they do four, I think, from every heat transfer, and they do, you know, like the main.
Then
one.
The mains.
Yeah.
So did you go Friday night?
No.
Or
no.
Just
Thursday? I just went Thursday, yeah. Just went one night, so.
Big crowd?
Yeah, it's actually.
Nice weather.
The most filled seats I've seen at the World of Outlaws.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if they gave tickets away or what it was, but I've never seen it that packed.
I'd be surprised. I'd never heard of them giving away tickets. I've never gotten tickets for the World of Outlaws. Usually that's clamped up like the Craftsman trucks.
Yeah. You were invited to the World of Outlaws on Thursday. I'm sorry.
Yes, I was. I thought I was going with somebody else. But I come to find out, he gave the tickets away.
Oh, damn it.
Friends. Yep.
No, it was good. It was really, I've seen it packed there before for the World of Outlaws, but this was the most I've seen. So it was good. It was a good turnout. Good races. I can't tell you who won because I don't know any of them drivers. But it was good.
And yes, those tickets were given to me as well. So cool.
I took Mikey, and Mikey's one of his friends went, so I ended up buying one ticket, but you know, obviously I didn't have to for the couple, so it was good.
You got my ticket?
Yes, he did. But you were offered another one.
I didn't know. I didn't.
Oh, that one. If I would have known, I would have asked for another one.
I turned down the second one because I thought I had the first one.
Well, I didn't know there was a third one. I would have asked you for a third one.
No, there was only two in my hands.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jay.
Hey, it's okay.
Next
he was
time,
busy.
Next time I'll ask you first before I ask my own son.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
He was busy.
I was busy. And my hand still can show the wet sanding. And the compound.
Wax on? Wax off.
That was Saturday. The compound and polish.
No, Thursday's when he went.
Yeah, it was Thursday.
Thursday.
So you were free that night.
No, I wasn't. I was working, man.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry.
Late night. Yep.
Sorry you're working. That was good. Yeah. It was good. Good to get out there, you know, see some races. Always fun on the dirt track.
How about the Bush race? The Infinity race?
I didn't go.
Didn't go?
No.
Our boy Kyle went.
That's what I heard, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a super big fan of Kyle, but leading 199 out of 200 laps.
That's
is
pretty damn good.
You got to hand it to the guy.
The Bush boys have talent, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm not a Bush fan or anything, but hey, they're local and got to cheer them on, you know.
Hey,
like,
he's still in the points lead after this race. Former champion, you know. I'd seen him race at Bullring, and he's got a lot of talent.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's got a lot of talent. So, especially after what he went through last year, almost pulled off the sweep of the weekend.
I know. That's right.
Yeah. And another untold fact is for the Infinity Series that he's in, or Busch Series, okay, what was Busch Infinity Series, he has won in the Infinity Series at every track now except for Watkins Glen.
No kidding. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Very impressive, actually.
I don't know what it is for the
right.
Sprint Cup, but he finally knocked Las Vegas off the list, and he's only got Watkins
that's
Glen.
Cool. And this is the first time he's won at the
Las
big
Vegas.
Track at Vegas, yeah.
Which has to be a big accomplishment, seeing originally he's from here,
yes.
You know, to be able to look at that track and have conquered it, I guess. So.
Yeah, your hometown. Cool. Everybody
yeah.
wants to win at your.
I mean, the
know,
number of wins
track.
At every track,
yeah.
basically
yep.
here. So might as well add that one to the bucket yeah. list.
And he almost had the sweep, man.
Oh, that's
almost
crazy.
Had the sweep with yeah. the sprint race. Yep,
that's cool.
Liam with six laps left.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, six.
No way.
Yep. Yeah. He ended up fourth.
Pretty damn good
and
finish.
Kurt finished up ninth, even with Kurt ended up with a speeding penalty with 100 laps to go and was able to get
ninth
back.
Nice.
Yep, into the top 10. So he had a hot car also, but congratulations to Brad Keselowski
mm-hmm.
and Joey Logano. Penske 1-2
wow.
with the Dodges.
That's amazing.
I think they were 1-2-3. No. You're
Jimmy
right.
Johnson was third and
yeah.
Kyle was fourth. But Penske went 1-2. They're a force to be reckoned with.
Nice.
Dodge is there. Toyota is there. Chevy's there. I didn't exactly see where Ford ended up.
No.
But maybe Gary can
Toyota's
look that
always
up down.
There, though.
There's got to be one Ford in there in the top 20 or something.
Is it a Ford Maverick?
Let's yeah, just say in the top 34, huh? Or 12.
No, 39.
Well, no, that's something, too. They're not even
39.
They're unable to start
43.
43. It's only 39,
yeah.
which
times
yeah,
are hard for
exactly.
sponsors.
And that's a big deal,
yeah.
especially when it hits the
you
big boys
that.
Like that. Yeah, I did notice that. I was going to say something.
Yeah.
The Ford's got to be somewhere in there.
Yeah.
I think
somewhere.
It's a Ford Maverick this
top,
time. So.
In the top, what?
I don't,
39, you guys said they
yeah,
started?
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, something.
I know a Ford
something
was 40.
Like
so.
You know.
It's okay.
So, I don't know. What team? Is Roush and Yates?
At least
they
those
still
shitty
got...
Chevys ain't winning.
Well, what can I tell you? It's not good. Toyota's winning. Not good.
Yeah.
But they're built here in the U.S.
But speaking of Ford, who's going to Ford next year?
Oh, you know something I don't know.
Yes, see
who is going to Ford?
Tony Stewart.
No way.
Yes, he
still
is.
Still going to race?
I thought he retired.
Me
no,
too.
His team is going to Ford next year.
Oh, his team is going
for
to
2017,
Ford.
For
2017,
yes.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
I don't know if that's good.
What is it, Stewart Haas Racing?
Mm-hmm.
Stewart Haas
mm-hmm.
Racing with Tony and Danica Patrick.
Going to Ford next
Kevin
year?
Kevin Harvick and
you
Kurt
better
Busch.
Look it up.
Kurt Busch won his championship in a Ford with Roush.
Say that a little louder.
Kurt Busch won his championship in a Ford
yes,
with Roush.
I don't know. I didn't read the full story, but yes, 2017, Stewart Haas Racing's going to Ford.
Oh, interesting.
Yep.
Very interesting.
I'd be curious to see what that's going to do,
yep.
what they can do with that.
Well, I guess it's better than Oldsmobile or Pontiac.
Yeah. That might not be good with Pontiac. So, hey, you want to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with some more?
Sure.
All right. We'll see you after the break. If Gary's fast enough on the button.
Oh, you guys caught me off guard here.
Caught you with your pants down.
Yes,
not
you did.
Not good. All right. We'll see you after the break.
He's getting old.
I'm Thane Alderman, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports.
so don't miss the action.
We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too, so join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart your used or old vehicle and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, and this is the Racers Roundtable. It's where racers, race fans, race officials can just get together and talk about local racing. So we appreciate just talking about racing. So, and of course, we stand corrected thanks to a loyal listener, but we're being told, of course, Penske is Ford. So thank you very much. Thanks, Ron.
Yes.
So,
our whole one loyal listener.
Hey, thank you. We'll be loyal to you. We'll be here just for you every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
Just for you, Ron.
Thank you.
I stand corrected.
And it wouldn't be the first time that
we're wrong, mistaken.
And thanks, Ron, for jumping on my boat. What car was that?
I don't think he was just jumping on the Ford, but he's not directing us because he's a loyal racing fan. So
I stand corrected.
Is it a
Tim
Ford?
Penske is Ford.
Oh.
I don't think they
have, used to be Dodge.
I don't
yes,
think
they did.
Dodge isn't in the anymore, I don't think. Hey, I don't know. I better not say too much. Again, Ron, thank you. And, of course, if you want to support
Thank you very much, Ron.
Barker, you can go to KayleeBarker.com, go to the website, and I think she still has apparel and things like that. You can help support Kaylee Barker and her racing endeavors. Go to KayleeBarker.com and check out her website and support a young, up-and-coming, great, smart racer. I mean, they just don't get any better than Kaylee Barker. I mean, the respect she deserves on that track is just amazing. So go to KayleeBarker.com, check it out, and, you know, support her at the racetrack, too. Look at the sponsors on the race cars and make sure you support Kaylee Barker. So, and also, you can go to the BomberNation.com website and keep up to date on the latest and greatest. Click on the message boards and see who's talking about you, and if not, that's the place to post something. You got something to say and don't want to be seen saying it, go there. Go to the message boards and speak your mind. That's the place to do it.
Thanks to Glenn for keeping up with that. But I didn't realize he had a picture for Justin
at the
very bottom of the Bomber Nation. Go down and you'll see a picture for Justin.
We'll have to check it out.
Yeah. All right. Yep. It's up there.
Yes, it is.
Let me see.
Car.
Yep.
Car's upside down and there's Justin.
Hope that's no indication of this year's race season.
No, that's just a message for Justin.
No, okay. All right. Message sent.
Yes.
Anybody looking to buy a bomber? Just went up 2 hours ago on message board.
Oh, I'm going to go check it out.
Yep.
I might be interested. Did I just post that?
No. If I'm not mistaken, I don't know. Maybe,
let's see.
I could be wrong, but.
Oh, where was that? I don't see it.
It does say 73 Monte Carlo, and I still believe those are Chevys. I don't want to get it wrong, but.
No, it's a Ford Monte Carlo.
It could be.
Because I have fathers out there looking to put their daughters on the pole in Las Vegas. The number 7X, if anybody knows, the number 7X
Chevy Monte Carlo
7X.
Is up for sale.
And it is, let's make it clear here, it is up for sale, but it's in the buying something area.
Oh, okay. That's why I couldn't find it. Let's see.
Jason says he'd sell the 7X for the right price. 73 Monte Carlo, race ready. Could use some tires, but everything else is ready for the track. So at the right price, you can get a hold of Jason. He goes under Racing 7X.
It is a Chevy, so I got a whole quarter for it right now.
If anybody recalls, it was gray.
Yes.
Battleship gray.
With white numbers.
Yep. And I believe Pat Petrie raced it out there one race, and Jim Merlino used it as a backup car to stay in the points. Was down in Pahrump a couple times also. Was brought down to Pahrump. So, yep, one bomber for sale. Check it out on the message board.
Just have to find out what the right price is.
That's it. Just need to private message him, and I guess you'll find out.
Cool.
So,
anything else for sale on there? I mean, races are starting up pretty quick.
And there's also another bomber, Race Ready, being sold by Dale. Got five races in Pahrump, two wins. Comes with floor, jack stands, a new helmet, parts, new carb, adapter plates, spare tires. If interested, give Dale a call. And his phone number's up there on the website. And, I don't even know what that is. You've seen that car. What is it, Gary?
I believe it's a Ford LTD.
Oh, buy the Monte Carlo, everybody. Go to Jason. Go to Jason and get that Monte Carlo.
I wouldn't waste your money if I were you.
What are you talking about? I can't even find it. So
that's because you're not in the right section. Oh, it's in the buying something.
Yep. So, two of them up there, whichever you like, Ford or Chevys. You want to go bomber racing, check out the Bomber Nation, get the phone number for Dale, and private message Mr. Jason Sullins, and maybe you'll get it at a good price. Who knows? But that's something you got to think about with racing right around the corner.
I know.
March 26th.
Dang.
Money
goes fast, even when it's... I had it at 2 o'clock, from 2 o'clock till the time I was driving here, so I was still on the phone outside the studio here. Somebody hijacked my bank account again, so spent $2,500. So I was at a negative. I was like, oh, man. I didn't have very much money in there. So I was on the phone, making phone calls. It was in Germany, Frankfurt. Somebody bought something in Frankfurt for $2,500 on my card. So,
I'm having a new race car shipped over.
Frankfurt, yeah.
I was just going to ask you, how much is shipping?
I was like, man. It was not cool.
What type of bomber are we getting?
Well, the sad part, like, there's a whole crap load of...
We're getting a limo VW?
Yeah, it's supposed to be American-made, right? American-made.
Huh?
Tech will never know.
No. The Volkswagen or...
No.
Hey, that's you guys saying it about Tech, not Mike. Mike didn't say that.
Believe it or not, there was a Ford LTD2 that was in question out at the Bullring.
The Canadian?
A number of years ago with the VIN number, that came out with that, I believe, the... Sixth number was 6, and it meant it was made in Mexico.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
Oh, that's crazy.
A Ford.
It raced out there a few years.
Yeah. Huh. James Gardner had it. Then I bought it and sold it to Anthony Finley. Then it was sold to Jesse Day.
Well, you know what? That brings up a good point, though, because anymore, though, you
Ford
got
LTD2
and things.
It was
part of the cars.
It was built. It was unique. There are not too many out there.
Huh.
Okay. It was unique. You could get certain front ends to fit on it, but not doors or rear quarters or trunk lids.
Huh.
Yeah. It was very, very unique. But Ford LTD 2, made in Mexico.
What did it look like? I mean, did it look similar to a...
I don't know. You would know. Detroit, Mexico. I have no idea.
Hey, Detroit and Mexico, trust me. Car making in Detroit is way different than car making in Mexico. So, let me tell you that.
They're a little taller.
It was... It was
I don't
curious.
Know. I mean, I've never
seen
anything.
The combination,
like,
I would say, the back of a Torino... And the front of an LTD?
Yeah, you
right?
really couldn't tell the difference between that car and an LTD.
The doors were long. There was a two-door. Those doors were long, man.
Wow.
They were huge.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I never heard of that. But, yeah, I mean, that's a...
Ford LTD, too. You brought up American-made, so...
I know, and that's not American-made. Technically, that should not have ever ran, right? On the track.
What did I say? Tech would never catch it?
Took him, what, a few years? 7 years? No.
They still don't know.
Well, those guys are all past. They're gone. That's the tech of the past.
Yeah. Well, what about Toyotas?
American made. I know.
American made. Haven't seen one show up at the bullring yet as a bomber, but they're American made.
It's because they don't make a 112-inch wheelbase Toyota unless you stretch it, I guess. I don't know.
It's just a matter of time. Just a matter of time.
Yeah. Oh, man. Anyways, that's weird. Never seen that car out there.
Yep, yes, James Gardner.
Oh, I would never.
Anthony,
I just never noticed it out
Anthony,
there.
Anthony, it was a red number 67.
Hmm.
I mean, never painted it, never changed it. That was James Gardner. That's the way we ran it. That's the way I ran it. The way I sold it, and then it went to Jesse, and... Jesse ran it as a 67 also, didn't
no.
he? What did he run it as?
The 7D.
The 7D, yeah. He finally painted it. Mm.
No, it was primer gray. He never painted
That's
it.
That's right.
Oh, was that one?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No kidding.
It was 7D.
Huh.
And it made it all the way to, I believe, the third race of last year when Schumacher stuffed...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Bogenhoff
in the backstretch wall. The car was running out at the bullring.
Wow.
Until it got stuffed in the wall.
That's crazy.
Yep. And I don't know. We saw him at that charity event. And, does he still have that car?
No, I don't believe
no,
so.
They crushed it. They finally...
I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah, I hate hearing race cars getting crushed.
I'll go buy them. Don't crush them. I'll buy them.
I wish I had a junkyard of just race cars.
Oh, you do?
I mean, a bigger lot.
Oh, a bigger lot. A bigger lot.
A bigger lot.
I've never been to your house, Mike, but I could just imagine all the cars and the trucks and all the stuff you say you got, man.
Hey,
it's
a pick apart for racers. They just can't get in.
That's more than a dollar.
They got a couple boxers guarding the gate.
Yeah.
Well,
And the loud one, the little Shih Tzu. So.
Yeah.
Now, hey, speaking of
that
junkyard,
one's the worst.
Yeah, she is too.
The bigger ones are
the
babies.
Fine.
The little one is the one to be scared of.
She's the one that makes the most noise. Jeez. I just got my counters redone. We got granite counters in the kitchen, and there's a stranger in there, and the Molly, that's our little Shih Tzu, got loose, ran down there, started barking, and then like kind of nipped at his back of his leg. I was like, oh shit! Had to grab
him. Got a lawsuit.
Well, she was nipping, but she wasn't like on his pants or anything. It was just she was nipping air. I was like, what are you doing? I've never seen her do that before.
Granite counters. You know where his racing priorities went?
Listen. Racing starts this month, right? I've been promising my wife since before Christmas.
3 years ago.
So if I didn't do this, I wouldn't be able to race this year. So.
There it is. And there it is.
Go ahead.
Honey, there's a race car I want to buy. Honey says, what about my countertops? Michael says, I'll do your countertops if I can get this race car.
Well, that one's not for me.
See, he'd been promising this 3 years ago. Wait until next year. That'll be a third year that she's been waiting for her cabinets.
Well, we already did the cabinets, by the way. Cabinets are done, so the granite countertops were next. So I already passed that 4 years ago.
What racers do to hock, borrow, steal, and lie just to get out on the track?
I do the smart thing. I just don't tell her. I buy it, and then, you know, it's easier to, what do they say?
It's
to ask for forgiveness than it is to ask for permission.
No, for me, I bring it home, and 8 months later, she says, where did that come from?
Oh, I didn't tell you? Right? Yeah. See, it's easier to ask for forgiveness than it is permission.
I'll be honest with you. The black and red 33 car, I owned that for 8 months before she knew I owned it.
That's funny.
But I'll tell you, Gary did bring home. Okay. He did bring home this bright yellow speedboat.
No, no way.
Okay. One reason I brought it home.
This thing, you come around the corner, and this thing stood out. Okay, it just screamed.
Hold on. There was one reason I brought it home.
Okay.
It had a Ford 460 in it.
Okay, but that didn't matter. Okay, it took all of one trip out the living room from Kay into the driveway to take.
Is it bright?
It
took, yeah.
It 5 minutes. What the hell is that? Okay. It didn't take no 8 months.
That's right.
This thing
you
was.
You couldn't hide that one.
You couldn't hide it 3 miles away.
You saw it coming 4 miles away.
So what? Did you get rid of it the next day? What the hell happened?
It was my transmission sponsors.
Oh,
it was his.
That's funny. Who's your transmission sponsor? Do they sponsor you anymore?
Earl's? Earl's Transmission?
No.
You shared that sponsor with Dine Beaver.
No, I didn't. That was
Mr. Warren.
That was Todd Dudley at
Dudley, yeah.
Bulletproof.
Bulletproof, yes.
Bulletproof. Oh, okay. Dang. So it was.
Lips
that didn't last
Transmissions
long.
Is the ones well, that sponsor me now.
Lips. Never heard of them.
Yep.
Lips Trans is Missions.
Where are they located?
Out of his house.
Yes.
Hey, that's fine. Nothing wrong with that.
He's at.
Somewhere at the corner of Fremont and Boulder?
No, Rainbow and Alta.
Oh, cool. I mean, there's nothing wrong with where. I mean, look at Mark, the head guy. I mean, that's probably the best head guy in town doing the motorheads. So, you know, I mean, what the hell? Hey, speaking of sponsors, real quick.
Yeah, speaking of sponsors, I want to thank Steve at Nevada Pick Apart, Anthony at Camp Out, Mike at Reliable Banner for all that he does. Phil and Jim down at Pickart Radiator there in Henderson. Dale and Nick at D&N Equipment. And, of course, Daniel at Best Muffler. Don't want to forget Ken at Roadrunner Engine Parts. Want to thank him. And, hey, we met this gentleman at the barbecue, Duo Street Publishing, Rob Street Racing, Rob Street, staff photographer. You looking, you got your car ready to get some photo work done, you can give Rob Street a call at 702-862-6042. That's 702-862-6042. Give him a call, set an appointment, and get some photos done of your car.
Absolutely. I know you talked to him about some photos for yourself, so
yeah.
I'll probably hit him up myself, and we'll see what happens. But, hey, also, don't forget this weekend, open practice, pre-registration at LVMS at the Bullring. You go to lvms.com, click on the Bullring, and there'll be more information there. You can always go to the BomberNation.com website, of course, and scroll around there. There'll be some updated information there, as usual.
Saturday, March 19th, Havasu Speedway, The Lucas Oil Modifieds are in town at Havasu 95 Speedway, along with the Bandolero Twin 20s, the Sam Nickel Factory Stocks, and the Tough Trucks. Gates open at 12 p.m. Racing starts at 2. That's Havasu 95 Speedway. Bring on the spring racing.
And if I'm not mistaken, that race at Havasu kicks off the Lucas Oil
season, their tour season.
Yes.
Cool. Of course, they always travel at least twice to LVMS. So make sure you look at the Lucas Oil Modified. They're always a ton of cars racing, top, you know, top tier racing in the modifieds there. You got Aaron McMoran going to be racing in that series this year full time, I believe.
And good luck to him for his efforts.
Yep, absolutely. So look for Aaron McMoran, and then look for, isn't Kaylee Barker going to sit in the seat here locally once or twice this year, possibly in a modified?
I believe so.
So we'll keep an eye out for Kaylee Barker.
I don't think she's going
to tour. Not in the Lucas Oil Modified Tour Series, but locally the modifieds come here. They race, look for some familiar names locally.
Yep. Also at the Bullring, starting March 17th to the 20th, you got the U.S. Legend Springs Nationals. It's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's 17th to the 20th. So,
cool.
Got that happening at the Bullring. And one last note, Touch a Truck.
I know. Shoot. April 2nd.
Yep. Touch
a
Truck.
Already, you know, just a few weeks away. I mean, especially with you got pre-registration this Saturday, you got a weekend off, basically, or not off, because you're probably working on your car to get it ready for the first NASCAR season for our local racing, the Wheeling, I don't know if they still call it the Wheeling Series or whatever, racing series, but that's the 26th of the first race, so the first test and tune is the 25th for all the local NASCAR racing series coming up here. So that's only 3 weeks away, man. So get tuning on those cars. Make sure you get it ready. And a weekend after that, of course, Touch a Truck.
April
again.
2nd.
Man.
Yeah. And what's...
Did you register? I didn't do anything yet.
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God.
Check your email.
I know. It's in there. I just haven't done anything with it yet. So, crazy. It's already here. Take your kids there, man.
Yes,
April 2nd, it's a good cause. Of course, we'll be talking about it some more in the next couple of weeks. But
Northwest parking lot of Orleans Arena.
Yep.
And go on the front page of thebombernation.com and click on the information, and it'll take you to the site and what's going on out there on April 2nd.
And if we're still good, we'll see you next Tuesday on the 15th with, can I say, Phil Goodwin?
Yep. Phil Goodwin.
So, I am
from Pickarts Radiator.
From Pickarts Radiator.
The Phil Goodwin.
The
Phil Goodwin.
The Phil Goodwin will be here next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Get your questions ready.
Call
ask
in,
anything.
Ask him anything.
We'll be talking about his racing past history here at LVMS.
Or what? Possibly it's in his future. You don't know.
Who knows?
I know what is in his future. He's on a minute what's in his future.
We'll see. We got something to ask
him.
He's
got the crystal ball.
That's right. And he knows it.
Yeah, take the number down so you're ready to call in. 702-685-8116. And you can start talking to Mr. Phil Goodwin. Next Tuesday.
So if something changes, we'll let you know. Otherwise, that's what we have in store for you.
That's what he's committed to, as of today.
Some other past guests. Of course, Phil's never been on the show, but we'll see what Gary drums up for us here coming
hopefully
up.
Hopefully, I've got a lot more in store. So,
anyways.
If I can ever make it off my lazy ass and do it, then I'll do it.
Hey, you've done plenty. Trust me. I need to start doing some stuff. Anyways, we're out of time again, as usual. We'll see you here live next Tuesday at 6 p.m. at onwheelsnow.com. Look forward to seeing you next week. Please join us with Phil Goodwin as our guest. Thank you. We'll see you
in
next
studio.
Week. In studio, just not calling in studio, and we'll see you then.
Yep. Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.